CBS News, I'm Peter King. From Philadelphia to Maine, they're shoveling, trying to keep up with the snow that keeps coming down. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker.
It is going to look like a blizzard out there in the Commonwealth of Mass, pretty much anywhere you are.
They're talking feet, not inches, of snow all over New England, along with coastal flooding. Nantucket has had wind gusts near 80 miles per hour. Connecticut State Police Lieutenant Paul Vance says a driving ban could make clearing the snow relatively easy.
The roadways are really almost deserted, which is allowing the Department of Transportation to continue to do the work to try and stay up with this snowfall as it hits our state.
I'm Heather Bosch on Long Island. Not a soul on these snowy white roadways here. Travel's banned to all but emergency vehicles here in New York City and New Jersey. Mass transit from commuter rail service on Long Island and New Jersey to New York subways have been suspended. New York City schools shut down, parks and museums closed, even Broadway lowered the curtain early last night.
Thousands of flights have been grounded. CBS's Mark Strassman.
You have so many cancellations, that's going to probably be until the end of the week before America's commercial aviation system is somewhere approaching what might be called normal.
One person who is flying is the president. His visit to India is over after a speech encouraging equality, tolerance, and stronger relations between India and the U.S.
My visit reflects the possibilities of a new moment. As I've said many times, I believe that the relationship between India and the United States can be one of the defining partnerships of the century.
Mr. Obama is flying to Saudi Arabia to pay respects to the royal family after the death of King Abdullah. In Libya, a hotel employee says five gunmen have attacked a luxury hotel which caters to foreign visitors. A guard reportedly killed in the attack. Special police say they've arrested four men in southern France, believed to have been part of a jihadist network. Two of them were returnees from Syria. They were believed to be helping local residents who want to fight there. The arrests came as France urged other European countries to step up the fight against terror financing. U.S. officials say they've cracked a Russian spy ring with three arrests in New York. CBS's Paula Reed is at the Justice Department.
The alleged spies tried to recruit local residents to help them gather intelligence information on possible bank sanctions and U.S. efforts to develop alternative energy sources. The suspects allegedly met and communicated using coded messages in order to share information while shielding their association with one another.
It was World War II's most notorious concentration camp. And 70 years after Soviet soldiers entered Auschwitz, Holocaust survivors have joined world leaders to commemorate its liberation from the Nazis. Presidents of Germany, Austria, and France are there. Poland did not invite Russia's Vladimir Putin. Looking ahead to the day on Wall Street, S&P futures are down 9. This is CBS News.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Excludes self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
In South Georgia, police say they found two bodies they believe could be those of a couple who replied to a Craigslist ad for a classic car. Bud and June Runyon vanished after leaving their suburban Atlanta home last week. Investigators found their SUV in a lake and the bodies nearby. A suspect is under arrest for lying to police. A new study says it's important to track your cholesterol as early as your 30s. Here's CBS's Barry Bagnato.
If you think high cholesterol isn't that big of a deal because you're a younger adult, Duke researchers have a warning for you. In a study in the journal Circulation, they report that for every decade you have even mildly elevated cholesterol over age 35, you increase your future risk of heart disease by nearly 40%. They say that based on these findings, more of these men and women should be considered for statin therapy.
Facebook insomniacs had to do without for a little while overnight. An outage hit the U.S., Asia, U.K., and Australia. A spokesman says it was a technical glitch and not hackers. Peter King, CBS News.
This is Charles Osgood. If back, muscle, or joint pain is something you're starting the new year with, make a resolution to stop it with Salonpas Jet Spray. This fast-acting, no-mess spray contains two powerful pain-relieving ingredients that soothe muscle and joint pain. Salonpas Jet Spray is easy to apply, easy to carry with you, and it has the strength to last for up to 8 hours between applications. Look for the blue bottle with the blue cap. Salonpas, for targeted relief.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
This morning on WCHL, the Orange County Board of Education recently passed a resolution welcoming undocumented immigrant children. Orange County commissioners will consider Chapel Hill's request to help fund the Ephesus Fordham renewal plan when the board meets tonight. And Orange County is reporting its second rabies confirmation of 2015. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports this morning, the number 13 North Carolina men's basketball team battled by Syracuse 93-83 last night. It was a good win in the Smith Center. The Tar Heels recorded their sixth straight ACC victory and now improved to 17-4. And
don't know about you, but I am totally deflated by Deflategate.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
607, 34 degrees in Chapel Hill this morning. Mostly sunny, high today at about 45. Tonight, clear and cold with a low in the low 20s. And then tomorrow, we'll get at sunny skies with a high in the middle 40s. If you are waking up this morning wondering if we have any snow on the ground, any ice out there, the answer to all of that is no. 34 degrees right now, a little chilly, but no big deal. However, that's not the case in other parts of the country, particularly the Northeast. The Orange County Board of Education recently passed a resolution welcoming undocumented immigrant children. Other North Carolina counties have passed resolutions discouraging illegal immigration. WCHL's Jugmeet Mack has more on the story.
The resolution from the Orange County Board of Education, which passed earlier this month, quote, affirms the right of children to attend public schools in the county in which they reside without regard to their immigration status. Here's the chair of the Orange County Board of Education, Stephen Halkiotis.
My parents were not born in this country. My father came to America at the age of 8 in 1906 on a steamship all by himself with a tag around his neck. And my mother was not born in this country, so I am first-generation American. And, both my parents became naturalized citizens after several years. But I could have very easily have fallen into the same category.
The Orange County Board of Commissioners and legislative bodies in Durham, Chapel Hill, and Carborough have recently passed resolutions supporting equal access to education and legal protection for undocumented immigrants. Other North Carolina counties, Brunswick, Rowan, and Surrey, have passed resolutions last year discouraging illegal immigration. The text of a resolution from the Surrey County Board of Commissioners reads, quote, "The influx of school-age minors will have an adverse effect on our local school district education funding, resources, campus security, public health and safety, as well as county resources." I talked with Eddie Harris, chair of the Surrey County Board of Commissioners, about his county's resolutions.
Are we going to overload our school system with children that we don't know a lot about? And is the federal government going to continue to encourage the problem rather than try to find a solution? In my mind, the more that this occurs and the more the federal government encourages it, the more it increases the action in Guatemala, El Salvador, and Nicaragua for further human migration and possible trafficking. So, all of these go hand in hand.
Children apprehended at the border are often placed with relatives or sponsor families while awaiting deportation hearings. More than 2,000 children were relocated to North Carolina in fiscal year 2014.
We're not going to deny anyone a public education. The Supreme Court says that.
He's talking about the 1982 Supreme Court case, Plyler versus Doe, which ruled that states can't deny students a public education on account of their immigration status.
But are we also not under some obligation as sworn elected officials in this country to uphold and enforce the laws of the land that are on the books?
According to reports and studies, extreme violence and poverty have motivated many Central American children to flee to the United States. Jagmeet Mack, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Orange County Commissioners will consider the town of Chapel Hill's request to help fund the Ephesus Fordham renewal plan. When the board meets tonight, Chapel Hill officials rezoned 190 acres last May in a bid to spur economic revitalization near the Ephesus Church Fordham Boulevard intersection. The town wants the county to contribute half of the new tax revenues from redevelopment to help pay for stormwater and roadway improvements. The plan is estimated to generate $14 million in tax revenue for the county once the area is fully developed. But county officials say when all costs are accounted for, including the expense of adding new students to the school system, the gap between new revenue and total spending could run between $6 million and $10 million. County commissioners will also receive a financial update to kick off the budget planning process. The board meets tonight at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center here in Chapel Hill. WCHL News Time, 6:11. More news coming up in just a moment.
The BMW Certified Pre-Owned Elite sales event is happening now at Performance BMW in Chapel Hill. Certified Pre-Owned Elite BMWs are lower cost with lower mileage and an up to 5-year or 75,000-mile warranty. During the Certified Pre-Owned Elite sales event, lease a 2014 BMW 328i for $294 per month. That's a 2014 BMW 328i for $294 per month. As low as 0.9% financing and a one-payment credit of up to $500 are also available on select Certified Pre-Owned Elite BMWs. Listen to what Donna had to say about her Performance BMW experience.
We were greeted with enthusiasm when we first came into the dealership. Kip, the BMW genius, was very helpful and knowledgeable about the cars we were testing. Steve Slocum and John Hillard made our buying experience easy and effortless. It was overall the best car buying experience I have ever had.
Now that's a wow. BMW is the ultimate driving machine, 2014 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader. Wow. Visit PerformanceBMWChapelHill.com where sales and service specials abound, or visit us in person in Chapel Hill just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow.
36-month lease with 10K miles per year based on MSRP of $34,900 and a selling price of $40,325. $5 with $5,999 due at signing. Excludes tax, tag, and $649 admin fee. Dealer retains manufacturer incentives. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS. See dealer for details. Take delivery by January 31st, 2015.
Tar Heel fans, Cruisers Convenience Marketplace wants to give you two tickets and a VIP experience to the Carolina Duke game at the Smith Center on March 7th. One lucky winner will receive two tickets to the big game, a pregame reception, photos on the court, and more. To enter, sign up for or use the ExxonMobil Smart Card at any Cruisers location between now and February 24th. Details and more ways to enter at cruisers.net/Smith Center.
Tar Heels, where will you live next year? Decide at the Daily Tar Heels Housing Fair on February 4th from 10 to 2 in the Great Hall of the Union. Enjoy free food and prizes and find your new home with friendly help from more than 40 housing choices. At 12 noon, we announce the lucky winners of a Coach Williams autographed basketball, a first campus lottery pick, and more prizes. So come on out to the DTH Housing Fair, February 4th from 10 to 2. Find your place and show your Carolina.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
Good morning to 614 at WCHL. You're just waking up this morning wondering if Carolina won last night. Yes, Carolina got a big win over Syracuse. That story coming up in just a few minutes here on WCHL. Orange County is reporting its second confirmed rabies case of 2015. This incident involved a raccoon, the primary carrier of rabies in our region. This follows 23 confirmed cases in 2014, nearly double the 12 confirmed cases in both 2012 and 2013. Orange County Animal Services Director Bob Morato says that there is no exact science to predicting how many cases a given area may see each year, but there are data points that reveal certain trends. Again, here is Bob Morato.
The historical data that we have on the incidence of
laboratory confirmed rabies cases in Orange County indicates that there is a cycling in these numbers, and that we saw in 2014 the beginning of an upswing.
He says these trends typically run in 1 to 3 year cycles. Morato adds it means residents need to be prepared in the future.
There is rabies here. It never goes away, probably will never go away in our lifetime, and therefore we need to be prepared individually, as households, as pet owners, and as a community.
Staying current with the law is the best way to help protect you and your animals from rabies. North Carolina law states that all cats and dogs over 4 months have to be current with their rabies vaccination at all times. And the Orange County ordinance calls for pets to wear a rabies vaccination tag. If your vaccinated pet has an encounter with a rabid animal, they're required to receive a rabies booster shot within 5 days, or they will be treated as an unvaccinated animal. In the case of an unvaccinated pet, the choice is between euthanasia and having the animal quarantined for up to 6 months. Morato says the best thing is to make sure your pet is vaccinated, and you can do that through Orange County Animal Services low-cost vaccination clinics.
I would refer people to our rabies webpage, where we have a full schedule for 2015. Those vaccinations are $10. They're provided for cats as well as dogs.
You can find a link to that page through our website, chapelboro.com. The Carrboro Board of Aldermen will be meeting tonight to discuss several issues, including what to expect in the upcoming long session of the state legislature. Mayor Lily Lavelle says that over the past couple of years, it's developed into a struggle for the town to propose legislation that will be carried through to law.
There was a time when really we had bills we could take and they'd be massaged and worked on and so on and passed. And so the last couple of years, it's been more of what do we know is going to come out there and how can we provide input in a way that is positive or kind of helps advance our ball.
Mayor Lavelle says that they will also hear from Julie White, executive director for the North Carolina Metropolitan Mayors Coalition. White will be speaking about issues she expects state lawmakers to handle this year.
Here's what we're hearing is going to be coming up this year. Here are what the metropolitan mayors and other cities and towns are interested in and worried about or excited about, and just kind of get a perspective from her viewpoint of what we should be looking at or thinking about.
The mayor has several things she expects to be a part of that discussion tonight.
Finding a way to recover monies we, meaning towns and cities, have lost due to the repeal of the privilege tax. Another is, and these don't necessarily apply directly to Carrboro, but the ability to tax incentives for the film industry. For example, Wilmington has been heavily pushing for that. And others are historic tax preservation credits.
The Board of Aldermen meeting is scheduled to start at 7:30 this evening in the Board Chambers, Room 110 at Town Hall on Main Street in Carrboro. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll tell you what's happening at, or what happened rather, at last night's Chapel Hill Town Council meeting. That is on the way. It is 6:18. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report, our first one of the morning, brought to you by the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. This is a special week at the Chamber of Commerce. You can help celebrate our business community at the Chamber's annual meeting presented at the Europa Center Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Sheraton Chapel Hill. Tickets are on sale now, $55 for members, $70 for non-members. Register online at carolinachamber.org/annual meeting. Not a lot of traffic out there this morning. The situation will certainly change just a little while. We have no ice on the roads, not much moisture. I mean, it really is a pretty good situation out there this morning so far. Nikki Morse in the newsroom, as usual. She'll be reporting on traffic in just a little while. Now, your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather is brought to you this morning by Town Hall Grill. And actually, it's not so bad. 34 degrees right now, partly sunny, high today in the middle 40s, about 45, 46. Tonight, we're looking at clear skies and cold temperatures with the lows in the low 20s. And then tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the middle 40s. Town Hall Grill, located in Southern Village. Town Hall Grill is the perfect place for a great meal. Don't forget, kids under 7 eat for free Monday through Friday from 5 until 7 p.m. Time now for championship sports. And a big win to tell you about last night. Number 13, North Carolina men's basketball team battled by Syracuse, 93-83, the final score last night in the Dean Smith Center. Although Marcus Page led the Tar Heels in scoring, it was a less heralded UNC point guard who really stole the show. WCHL's Matt Oakes has the story on the game coming up in just a little while here on WCHL. I can tell you that sophomore switch shooter Nate Britt is now a sharpshooter. He had some big calls or big shots last night Jones Angel of the Tar Heel Sports Network got all excited with some of the calls. But Brent actually put together a highlight reel. He had a big night, hit some big free throws down the stretch as well. The sophomore point guard is normally overshadowed by his more famous counterpart, junior Marcus Page, who, by the way, finished with a team-leading 22 points last night. But on this night, Nate Britt stepped out of the shadows and into the spotlight. Syracuse Hall of Fame head coach Jim Boeheim said that Nate Britt was the difference maker. Certainly he was. The Tar Heels got that 93-83 win, and the number 13 Heels improved to 17-4 overall with that big ACC win over Syracuse. First time Syracuse has played in Chapel Hill. Up next for the Tar Heels will come a tough road trip out to number 10 Louisville for a 4 p.m. tip-off. That will be Saturday afternoon in the KFC Yum Center. What a name. Matt Oaks. We'll have more on that game coming up at the bottom of the hour here on WCHL, or not at the bottom of the hour, but next hour. And a big win for the Tar Heels last night in the Dean Smith Center. Everybody, every Tar Heel fan there, not particularly happy with the way Carolina played in the first half. Roy Williams was not, but second half much better. Tar Heels also scored 56 points in the second half last night. The Charlotte Hornets have announced that Kemba Walker will undergo surgery this Wednesday in New York to repair a torn lateral meniscus in his left knee. The team said in a press release sent out yesterday that a timeline for his recovery will be determined following surgery. The fourth-year point guard is Charlotte's leading scorer this season, averaging 18.8 points a game. He's tied for sixth in the NBA in assist-per-turnover ratio, 3-1. Walker flew to New York to have a second opinion on his knee. Hornets say that Dr. David Altchek confirmed team orthopedic physician Marcus Cook's previous diagnosis, although the team previously only listed Kemba Walker as having a cyst on the knee. Brian Roberts is expected to start in place of Kemba Walker, but certainly the Hornets will lose a lot in that exchange. Kemba Walker's been having one heck of a season. 6:22 at WCHL. It's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Again, more details on last night's Tar Heel win coming up next hour on WCHL Championship Sports.
This is Dr. Adam Goldstein with Your Health Radio and the University of North Carolina Department of Family Medicine. Do you need help to understand health insurance on the marketplace? Join us at a free event on Saturday, January 17th, 10 o'clock to 3 p.m. at the University of North Carolina Family Medicine Center, 590 Manning Drive in Chapel Hill, where you can discuss your questions with a counselor. Call 919-545-3440 for details. The number again is 919-545-3440.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, it's clear to us that buyers benefit from having their own agent, whether a first-time buyer or someone who has done it numerous times. Agents at Franklin Street bring an uncommon body of knowledge and experience to the table.
Finding the right home can be easy or it can be torturous. Getting from contract to actually owning requires tenacity and a clear head. Emotions can run really high during the process on both sides.
People can get really uptight about money, and in our market, we're talking a lot of it. 1 or 2% of the price can be thousands of dollars. We are really good at keeping the numbers in perspective, and negotiating the purchase price is probably the easiest part of the whole thing.
No kidding. Due diligence, inspections and repairs, low appraisals and other loan problems, and the resultant delays in closing. Did we mention that emotions on both sides can make these issues seem insurmountable?
That's why we're here. Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Find us on the web at franklinstreetrealty.com or on the phone at 929-7174.
The job market can be tough. It's time to show the business world that you're tougher. Durham Tech can help you build your resume with skills designed for the global economy. You'll learn what works in areas from healthcare, computer science, and foreign languages to biotechnology, construction, and real estate. Classes are taught throughout Durham and Orange counties, many in the evenings and on weekends. Visit durhamtech.edu to learn more and get ready to do great things.
You may know that Paws Forever rescues homeless dogs and cats in our community, but did you also know that Paws Forever commits to their animals for the rest of their lives? Some animals live at Paws Forever for just a short time, and others for years. Like Gypsy, a sweet but very shy cat who was at Paws Forever 5 years. She is now thriving in her new home. Please consider offering your support to the long-term work of Paws Forever. Learn more and donate at pawsforever.org. Thanks, WCHL, for your support.
If you're just waking up this morning wondering what the weather is like, well, it's cold, but not much else to talk about. It is 34 degrees right now, partly sunny skies today, high today about 45.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Stonehenge, that mysterious assemblage of stones in the English countryside, was put there before recorded history more than 4,000 years ago in the Stone Age. The Smithsonian Channel has undertaken a documentary looking into the awesome mysteries of Stonehenge and what only recently those silent stones could tell us. Our CBS News colleague, Mark Phillips.
And they're being looked at in a way that's never been possible before, using high-definition, ground-penetrating radar and other magnetic and resistance-sensitive survey equipment in what's being called the Hidden Landscapes Project.
About that project and what it's taught us after this. Every day, there's yet another reminder about the importance of protecting our identities. Retailers and restaurant chains sure know how important it is, and as you may know, some of them have learned that lesson the hard way. For example, Chick-fil-A confirmed recently that it is investigating a possible data breach at its restaurants. Cases like that are why I have identity theft protection with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. You should too. That's because LifeLock Ultimate Plus goes beyond just notifying you of debit and credit card transactions. It provides protection for your identity, for your bank and retirement accounts, even for the equity in your home. Look, no one can stop all identity theft, but LifeLock Ultimate Plus is the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. Visit LifeLock.com, use my last name, Osgood, to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership, or call LifeLock at 800-838-8040 and mention Osgood. 800-838-8040. 800-838-8040.
Network does not cover all transactions.
The new data on Stonehenge confirms that the stones were in part ancient scientific instruments to study and track the sun, says Mark Phillips.
At Stonehenge, it's always been about the sun. For more than 4,000 years, the monument has stood like a giant sundial, marking the longest day of the year and the shortest, taking aim at the sun like a giant stone gun sight.
But the new imagery shows we've been wrong about the meaning of Stonehenge, too. That is what archaeologist Henry Chapman of the University of Birmingham tells Mark.
In many ways, I think we've had almost a false understanding of Stonehenge,
really?
And because we haven't been able to see the whole picture.
What kind of false understanding and how much of an understanding have we had?
I think probably one of the most stunning ones is probably the largest monument in the landscape, and quite hard to see, but the Great Cursus, which is sort of running right across here,
right.
A huge monument.
Which went on for miles. Literally.
Yeah, literally. I mean, it goes right from both horizons.
And perhaps the greatest mystery is how primitive man could create such a huge and sophisticated project. We'll talk about that in our next Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know that outdoor grilling causes 19,000 emergency room visits and 8,000 house fires a year? Make sure your grill is a safe distance from your home and not under overhanging branches. Check your gas tank regularly for cracks and your hoses for leaks or sharp bends. Place your grill in an open area or patio and not on a deck, a porch, or inside the garage. And always have a fire extinguisher handy. Call my office at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. With the busy spring market just around the corner, it's time to think about getting your house ready for sale and selecting a realtor to sell it. Let my 29 years of home selling experience benefit you. Call today at 919-933-8500 or see us online at TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Leonardo da Vinci, the Mona Lisa, she's a great success. But how did you get her to smile like that?
Oh, Michelangelo, it's obvious. I sent her to the Breadmans.
Breadmans on Rosemary Street?
Sure, they've got the great food with breakfast all day and low prices. You can't go in there and not come out smiling.
Guess I better head to Breadmans today.
Today?
Yeah, they got me painting this ceiling for the next 4 years.
Oh, bummer.
Breadmans Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
What? You think we only like a pizza?
Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate is a comprehensive support program for students in the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools. If you enjoy reading, going on walks, baking, or playing basketball with a child, then Blue Ribbon is the perfect opportunity for you. We're looking for volunteers to serve 2 hours a week for a minimum of 2 years. Contact Granville Johnson at 919-918-2170, extension 5. Blue Ribbon Donovan thanks WCHL for supporting our program.
Wake up every morning with one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults, Ron Stutz and the News. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heels station.
Good morning. It's 6:30, 34 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, and partly sunny skies today. High today about 45 degrees. This forecast is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point. Actually, not a bad day. You may have awakened this morning thinking that we might have some white stuff on the ground, nothing like that. We did have a slight chance of snow overnight, but so far, no go on all of that. Not here anyway. Certainly in the northeastern part of the country, they have a rough up there. But again, partly sunny skies today. High today about 45. Tonight, clear, cold, low in the low 20s. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 45. Crown Honda of South Point is the home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
We just tell people to make sure that as the day goes on, check on the neighbors and be careful out there, and don't try to drive, and this is pretty bad stuff.
It's Mayor Marty Walsh, WBZ's Karen Regal on the road in Andover, Mass. Caught up with a snowplow driver.
How tired are you?
Very. I started work at 4 a.m. yesterday.
Oh, you poor thing.
I work a full-time job, and I do this part-time.
Are you cold as well?
No, it's beautiful in here. It's nice and warm, as you can see.
Boston and surrounding areas have gotten roughly a foot of snow.
I'm Heather Bosch on Long Island. Not a soul on these snowy white roadways here. Travel's banned to all but emergency vehicles here in New York City and New Jersey. Mass transit from commuter rail service on Long Island and New Jersey to New York subways have been suspended.
New York City streets in fair shape, and says WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen,
the blizzard conditions have shifted to the east, and that's where they will be through the day, and still could cause 20 to 30 inches of snow for areas just east of the city.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Burr.
WCHL News, talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
632, 34 degrees in Chapel Hill. WCHL, good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. And last night's public hearing, the Chapel Hill Town Council postponed approving the 55-acre mixed-use development proposed for Eubanks Road. Councilmember Donna Bell imagined visiting an unpleasant development in the future.
I would hate to go by in 10 years and be like, I approved that.
Bell and other council members said they welcome the opportunity for economic development, but in this development called The Edge, the applicant has too many requests that would affect the way the project moves forward. So the council's holding off granting a special use permit by Northwood Raven, the developer, while officials considered their requests. Northwood Raven asked that the town pay $1 million to $1.5 million for improvements to Eubanks Road. And developer wants permission to build on a space the town has designated for environmental protection.
Perhaps the biggest way to remove one of the warts on this site, which is visibility, is the idea of potentially building in a section of the RCD.
That is Adam Golden, Vice President of Development for Northwood Raven. He's talking about the protected area, the so-called Resource Conservation District, or RCD. He said if the town grants permission to expand into the 5 acres of the RCD where there's an intermittent stream, Northwood Raven would be able to build more retail. Here is Mayor Mark Kleinsmith.
I don't think we've had an RCD question like this. I mean, excuse me, I need to take a deep breath. Yeah. I've never seen that before.
At a public hearing in December, council members pressed the developer, Northwood Raven, to increase the amount of commercial space in the proposed development. This became one of the sticking points again in the discussion last night about the development. Goldman presented two possible scenarios to the council. In scenario one, the developer would build 270,000 square feet of commercial space, including a hotel, 78,000 square feet of office space, and 510 residential units. In scenario two, the developer would build 200,000 square feet of commercial space, including a hotel, 78,000 square feet of office space, that would be the same, and 600 residential units. The council will hold another public hearing on the 23rd of next month when it will reopen the topic of granting Northwood Raven a special use permit. A development agreement is a later step in the process. The Orange County Human Relations Committee hosted a forum at the Carborough Century Center over the weekend. WCHL's Blake Hodge was there.
The purpose of the forum this year was celebrating the 95th anniversary of the passage of the 19th Amendment. The amendment brought voting rights to women across the United States. Local elected leaders were taking part in the forum on Sunday. One of those was Orange County Commissioner Penny Rich. She says that having the right to vote is useless without exercising that power.
I've got to go vote. And I know sometimes we feel like we're in our little bubble and we're singing to the choir, but the more we sing it, the more people on the outside will hear us.
Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle walked the group attending the forum through the history of the fight for voting rights. Mayor Lavelle says that the fight for equal rights can trace its roots to the Seneca Falls Convention in 1848, before being interrupted by years of civil war in the country.
But after the Civil War, a new women's rights group began, the American Equal Rights Association. This group was formed in 1866, and its purpose was, quote, to secure equal rights to all American citizens, especially the right of suffrage, irrespective of race, color, or sex.
The wording on this mission was important because at the time, Congress was considering the 15th Amendment to the Constitution, and that amendment states that voting rights could not be denied based on race, color, or previous condition of servitude, ultimately granting voting rights to African American males, although they continued to endure obstacles at the polls through poll taxes and literacy tests, among other means. The 19th Amendment became the law of the land in 1920 when Tennessee became the 36th state to ratify the amendment.
Just FYI, North Carolina was the 47th of the 48 states to ratify the amendment. And it did so on May 6, 1971. The last state to ratify the 19th Amendment was Mississippi on March 22, 1984.
The message from this forum was that the fight for equality is not over. Mayor Lavelle recalls seeing similarities between the state-by-state approach for voting rights and the state-by-state fight for marriage equality today. Ardith Burks is the interim executive director of the Compass Center for Women and Families. She says that the gender pay gap is still evident.
In North Carolina, women make 82.5% of the pay of their male counterparts. Triangle has the highest level of women earnings in the state, but racial inequities persist.
Orange County Commissioner Renee Price was a member of the panel discussion at the forum. She says that male privilege can extend beyond the general pay scale.
Women also are neglected at times of promotion, even though they are fulfilling the same responsibilities and performing as well as, and sometimes better than their male counterparts.
Human trafficking was also a topic of discussion at the forum. Dr. Donna Bickford is the Associate Director in the Office for Undergraduate Research at UNC. She says that it is impossible to know how many people are victimized or smuggled each year.
Every country in the world is either a source country, a destination country, or a transit country for trafficking victims, and the United States is all three. It's an under-identified, under-recognized, under-reported, and under-prosecuted crime.
Mary Ray was also part of that panel discussion. Ray is the executive director of Interfaith Prison Ministry for Women. She says that 98% of incarcerated females in North Carolina will be released, and that it is important that we help them adjust back to society.
Today, the North Carolina female population is 2,700 women. Based on this fact, 2,700 women are going to return to their communities.
She says the way to ensure that success is through employers offering these women fair-paying jobs. Ray adds that many women are able to complete associate or even four-year degree programs while in prison. The overriding theme from the forum was that as wonderful as it is for everyone to be on level legal ground, it will take more work to bring that ideal to reality. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHF.
Well, a lot of interesting discussion there, talking about equal pay for women. And imagine that.
Yeah, imagine that.
639 WCHL on Tuesday morning here. And there's no problem out there with snow or ice. Or
no. Actually, you know, anything. I was looking at, we do have some closings, but they're a little further north, like Vance County and stuff like that. Or not closings, but delays. Apparently, they might have gotten a little bit, but nothing here in the area. So, looks good out there.
I kind of woke up this morning, and I was kind of scared to look out the window. Because I thought, you know, if I look out that window and see snow out of my back deck,
yeah,
I'm going to be really, or ice or anything like that, I'm going to be really
cranky.
First of all, I'm going to be really late.
Right.
But luckily, there was nothing, you know.
Yeah.
So,
So it was quite a relief.
Well, I have to let my poos out first before I leave. So.
Your poos out?
Yeah, my dogs.
Oh, okay.
Shih-poos, but we just shorten it to poos.
Oh, okay.
So, because they're very cute.
All right.
And very good.
Okay. Well, I'm glad somebody in your house is well-behaved.
Somebody's got to be.
Well, hey, good to see you this morning. Glad you made it in here.
Yeah, well, you know, no snow on the ground is, you know, makes it easy.
I was worried this morning we might have to be sending out some cars to go out and get people today, but it doesn't look like there's anything like that.
I'm very thankful that it's not.
Yeah, I'm thankful I don't live in the Northeast, tell you that much.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I've got a funny story to tell you.
Really?
Yeah.
It's funny?
Very.
Okay.
Hilarious. You want me to tell you now?
Sure.
Okay.
As long as it's not like 10 minutes.
No, it's not a 10-minute story. I went to a friend, my daughter's best friend's quote-unquote wedding yesterday. She did the courthouse thing in mm-hmm. Raleigh. Mm-hmm. And right before they got married, there was a cute little Asian couple in there that were doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. And we all got the feeling that maybe it was like an arranged marriage when they were pronounced husband and wife, and the guy goes into the kiss and in for the kiss, and the girl's like, kind of ducked and weaved, and he basically got her nose. And me and my daughter, surprisingly, I know this is going to just shock you.
Oh, it will.
Just lost it, you know. We're the inappropriate laughers, I'm sorry.
I can imagine. But you could tell that when they went in for the kiss,
it was like she didn't even know him.
It wasn't something they had done before.
She was like, I don't know you.
Wow.
Yeah, we are the inappropriate laughers. We were over there crying. We're laughing so hard.
Uh-huh.
And half of the people that were with us didn't see it because they were blocked by their witnesses. So they were wondering why we're over there just crying. They thought we were just, you know, just taken with the whole ceremony thing.
You probably spend half your life like that with people around you wondering
why.
What are they laughing about?
What is wrong with these people?
Oh, man. Well, I'm glad you made it yesterday. I know there was some question as to whether you're going to be able to get out of here
totally
in time
made
to
it.
Do that.
I'm so glad I was there. I'm really upset that I didn't video that one because I swear that would have been the best YouTube video.
Oh, that would have been a classic.
Oh, bless their hearts.
Yeah, I wish I could have seen that.
They were so sweet.
Oh, boy. I would have probably got us thrown out if I'd been in there. Hey, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Nikki Morse, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Stutz inappropriate
here.
Laugher.
We have today's commentary on the way from Lee Storo, and Nikki will be back with a look at your morning traffic in just a moment.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Times are different than they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was, nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with GEICO.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
I'm Louise Barnum of Weaver Street Realty. It's time to get back into the woods. Call Weaver Street Realty's land walking team to guide you through, over, and around building lots, farms, and homes with acreage. We'll help you see the role of the land and smell the sweetness of clean air. Need a perk site? We'll teach you the process. Give us a call and let's go walking. We'll bring the orange vest. Weaver Street Realty, 919-929-5658.
There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com. 34 degrees this morning, 644 WCHL. Glad you're with us today.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Lee Storo.
Chapel Hill and Orange County have a need for more meeting space, a major facility that includes space for conventions, meetings, and trade shows, along with performing arts and athletic events. While we need larger meeting space, a convention center might not be the perfect solution for Chapel Hill. Challenges around parking, staffing, and adequate load-in space make the logistics of building a convention center difficult for our community. But the lesson about how we can expand meeting space to bring in large-scale events is something we should be focused on. New hotels will likely be built in Chapel Hill in the coming years, and town leaders should work with them to ensure meeting room space is included in their design. We should also look to strategic locations like the library, Extraordinary Ventures, and the Friday Center to promote their venues as options for conferences and large-scale meetings. Tourism and visitor spending is good for our economy. Let's all think creatively about how we can increase meeting space and better utilize the stock that we currently have in the years to come. This is Lee Storo.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams is brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Carolina overcame a five-point halftime deficit by scoring 58 second-half points on 62% second-half shooting to pull away from Syracuse, 93-83, Monday night in the Smith Center. After a sloppy first half, which included 13 Carolina turnovers, Tar Heel head coach Roy Williams applauded his team's second-half effort to get a gritty win.
First half, I thought they outcompeted us, and our turnovers led to 16 points, and you can't have 13 turnovers in a half and have a team outscore you 16-2. So I challenged them with the toughness in the second half. We still turned it over a couple of times, but I did think that we were much tougher physically and mentally, probably more so mentally.
My name is Carson, and I'm 10 years old. I was just 5 months old when my daddy was taken away by a drunk driver. When I think about my dad, it makes me sad that I never got to know him. It would have been so cool to play basketball with him and for me to just be able to give him a hug. I didn't get to hear him say how much he loved me. I miss my daddy every day. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every kid deserves to grow up with a daddy?
It's never too early to talk with your kids about the dangers of alcohol, but it can be too late. In North Carolina, almost 27,000 violent crimes are committed every year when kids and alcohol mix. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking. Visit talkitoutnc.org.
Marcus Page led the Heels with 22 points, while Nate Britt added a career-high 17, while Carolina shot 55.5% for the game, including 9 of 16 from behind the arc.
Everything looks better, guys, when the ball goes in the basket. Nate was awesome. Feel so good for him. He had Marcus, 22 points, but the most impressive thing, 8 assists, 0 turnovers, when the rest of our team was throwing it everywhere that Syracuse was standing. Feel very fortunate to win, and we made some had a lot of guys making some good plays for us, to be honest with you.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by the North Carolina ABC Commission. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking.
Traffic and weather together coming up next on WCHL.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Listen up, Carolina fans. Go for the slam dunk this season into Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Don't foul out attempting the never-ending home projects. Whether you're an experienced contractor or a novice do-it-yourselfer, get the jobs done right the first time with the guidance of our knowledgeable staff with decades of experience passed down from generation to generation. Get the local home court advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carver. Call us at 919-942-3153 or online at fitchlumber.com. Go Heels.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know that 70% of the people over the age of 65 will require long-term care? Today, 1 year of long-term care is estimated to cost $75,000, and in 30 years, it will rise to $250,000. The average age of a buyer is 57, when most people can qualify for good health discounts. A long-term care policy protects you in case you lose the capacity for independent living. Call my office at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL's traffic report is brought to you by Glass Half Full. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Nikki Morse, take a look at the roadways.
Next time I want a slow clap. I feel like one day I'll deserve the slow clap. I don't know what for, but I know it's coming.
You have to really do something special to get one of those.
I know, right? That'll happen. Anyway, traffic's moving along pretty well so far this morning. No major problems to report, although it's another one of those days where you might want to check your flight schedule if you're going to be, if you have a flight that's scheduled to go up into the Northeast. They do have some canceled flights this morning, so you may want to just check that. 54 eastbound looking just a little bit busy in spots, just beginning to pick up from Fordham Boulevard to 40, and 40 eastbound also busy in spots from 86 out to the airport. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Hey, you know what today is, don't you?
Tuesday?
Today is Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Oh.
Freddie Conger's Trivia Quiz. Freddie's going to be in here any moment now.
Can't wait.
Rock and Roll Trivia Quiz for you. All right, we'll talk to you in just a little bit.
Yes, you will.
Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too. Glass Half Full. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. It is 34 degrees, partly sunny today, high today in the middle 40s. We haven't had anything happen, really. Tonight, clear, cold with a low in the low 20s, and then tomorrow, sunny with a high in the mid-40s. Pretty much the same as today. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. If you haven't been there, you are really missing out on quite an experience. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Actor John Witherspoon, 73. Nick Mason of Pink Floyd fame, 71 years old today. Singer Nedra Talley of the Ronettes is 69 years old today. Ron. Ballet star Mikhail Baryshnikov, 67 years old today. Political commentator Ed Schultz, who used to be here on WCHL, is 61 years old today. I always thought Ed seemed older, but he's not. 61 years old. Chief U.S. Justice John Roberts is 60. Actress Mimi Rogers, 59. She was married to Tom Cruise way back in the day. Mimi Rogers, 59 years old today. Political and sports commentator Keith Olbermann, 56 today. Actress Bridget Fonda is 51. That's hard to believe. Country singer Tracy Lawrence, 47 years old today. Actor-comedian Patton Oswalt, 46. Actor Josh Randall is 43. And local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. Sam Brooks has a birthday today, and I know that there's going to be some celebrating going on there. So, you know, you gotta check it out. You gotta get with Sam and find out what's going on, because Sam is one of those people who certainly knows. Happy birthday, Sam Brooks, from all of us at WCHL. All right, Rock and Roll Tuesday.
It is.
Gentlemen's Day that I live for every week.
Yeah, sometimes you got to get Ron through the week, particularly if I throw him a geography question or something, you know.
Philosophy or history.
I'm not sure we've ever had a philosophy question.
Right, well, we'll have to pull in Wayne Pond one day.
Yeah, exactly.
What type of philosophy allows for one to think about when you die, your soul goes up on the roof?
That would be the
Frisbeeology.
Exactly.
And that was concocted by Timothy Leary's brother, really Leary.
Up on the roof.
We ain't got nothing to do with that, so we're doing Rock and Roll Tuesday, and we're doing top tunes in 1990.
Okay.
Relatively, just yesterday.
Not in my wheelhouse of expertise.
15 years ago.
1990, yeah, because I'm better with the older stuff.
But, yeah.
Whatever.
You're right?
Top tune, 1990.
I'm handing Ron, my friend, the wax. What we're asking you to do, this tune, though it was released in December of 1989,
right,
took off in 1990 and peaked at number three. Mm-hmm. Name either the tune or the group. Okay. Here we go.
All right. Here we go. We'll play it. And we'll hear it at the same time. I know what that is. First part was a little hard. What's the name of the song and the name of the artist? All right, that's all you get right now. Call right now if you know the answer to the question, what's the name of the song and the artist?
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Lori Clark has nominated her mom to be our hometown hero today, Dolores Clark. Lori, why is Dolores so special?
Because she is so passionate about working in the community and does everything she can possibly do to help people in our church and people in the community that are less fortunate, to provide transportation or just to provide any type of assistance.
I have heard it said that Dolores has the biggest heart in all of Carrboro, and that she has been and still is your inspiration every day.
Absolutely. She inspires me to be the best that I can possibly be and to do the things that I do with integrity and to also have compassion. Even the work that I do with Blue Ribbon and providing support to students, I do in honor of her legacy and the things that she taught me growing up during my entire lifetime, and I honor her every day.
I understand that she is in her 80s now, although it's really hard to tell that, but she still goes out in her blue van and takes kids to church, enrichment, after-school programs, etc.
Absolutely. She's 81. You know, she's out either helping my niece deliver Girl Scout cookies or picking up children to take them to choir rehearsal or usher practice or providing some type of outreach ministry to other seniors in the community.
One thing that a lot of people don't know is that I understand she has some involvement with the late Dr. Charles Schaefer at one time to offer physicals and immunizations to residents of a neighborhood here in Chapel Hill. Tell us about that.
Many years ago, she and Dr. Charles Schaefer started an evening clinic at Chapel Hill Pediatrics in an effort to help residents in South Estes get immunizations and physicals free of charge. And they ran that clinic for many, many years. It was just a way for people that could not necessarily afford it or didn't have insurance to be able to get annual physicals and for students to receive the shots that they needed in order to be able to participate in school sports.
Lori, I know that you've done a lot of great things in the community, and now we know why. Dolores Clark's been such a big inspiration. Everybody should watch out for that blue van. You'll know that Dolores is doing something else good, not only in Carrboro, but all over the whole Chapel Hill Carrboro community.
Thank you so much, and I'm glad that she's WCHL's hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise. Take it hip
to hip. All right, what's that song right there? Have any idea? I had a couple of people who knew the answer to that question. Jeff Geyersbrook, the first person to get in here with the correct answer. It's called Rome, and it's by the B-52s. It was their follow-up to that great song called Love Shack. Jeff Geyersbrook gets a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers, and we'll have another trivia question for you tomorrow morning.
So much has changed since GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. We weren't attached to our smartphones like today. Smartphones didn't exist. If you wanted to talk to someone, you just hollered out your back door. Hey, Darla, want to go steady? No chance? Okay, then. We had no privacy. But hey, with GEICO, we always had good car insurance.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
All right, it's 34 degrees this morning, and not a bad day. Partly sunny, high today about 45. It's 7 o'clock.
You're listening to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL.